state lawmakers in California were supposed to be on summer recess, but the governor has warned them not to go far. Negotiations continue over a rescue plan for the state's second-largest utility. Southern California Edison's parent company lost $102 million in its most recent quarter, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Edison's parent company has sent a letter to state lawmakers warning the utility will go bankrupt without their immediate help. The letter came on the same day the company announced big losses for its most recent quarter. The utility still owes billions of dollars for wholesale electricity it bought last year at prices well above those it could collect from retail customers. Governor Gray Davis negotiated a plan to rescue Edison by purchasing its transmission lines. Edison could then use that money to help pay off its debts. But state lawmakers balked at the $2.8 billion price tag, putting the deal in jeopardy. Lawmakers have just over 3 weeks to come up with an alternative plan before the governor's agreement with Edison is set to expire. Davis's spokesman, Roger Salazar, says that means lawmakers will have to come up with something during their summer recess.
There's a lot of ways in which you can do that. You could have a formal working group. You could have a conference committee. You could have a special session. He doesn't want people to go out fishing for 30 days and come back and worry about it on August 20th because his feeling is that this issue needs to be dealt with as quickly as can be.
Edison's debts are no longer growing since the state has taken over much of the responsibility for purchasing power. But Steve Fetter, who monitors Edison for the Fitch Credit Rating Agency, says the utility needs a significant boost to return to financial health.
It's probably accurate to say that day-to-day things aren't getting worse, but things are pretty bad. Any kind of downturn, whether it's economic or operational, could drive it basically into bankruptcy. So if there's a small step just to keep the patient alive, I think we'll be having conversations like this for months and months.
Edison's bankruptcy warning is not an idle threat. California's biggest utility, Pacific Gas and Electric, filed Chapter 11 in April, another victim of the state's failed experiment with electric deregulation.